I'm speaking on the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies. Exodus chapter 26, verse 33 to 34. Exodus chapter 26, verse 33 to verse 34. We will also read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9. Exodus chapter 26, verse 33 to verse 34. We will always also read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. For the Exodus 26, 33 to 34, hang the curtain from the clasp and place the ark of the covenant law behind the curtain. The curtain will separate the holy place from the most holy place. Put the atonement cover on the ark of the covenant law in the most holy place. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Limitations make us human. Limitations make us human. For we are frail, we are vulnerable, we have our weaknesses. But even with us as humans, you realize that with the willpower that we possess, we are able to go beyond our limits. You see, that is why hard work pays. And that is why virtues like diligence and prudence are worth emulating. Because why do we propound such good virtues? So even though limitations make us human, we are able to go beyond our limits. And so what has transpired this week has nothing to do with the fact that you do not have to be diligent, nor prudent, nor pursue hard work. No. But no matter the limits we go beyond as humans, there are other limits that limit us. So, you can go beyond certain limits, but other limits will limit you. You see, that is why, even in the face of hard work and diligent work and prudence, we don't abandon our faith. For if man runs with man, we call it race. But if God runs with man, we call it grace. Stand to your feet. As we climax this week's conference, may God run with you. See, the reason why you are not able to go beyond the limit is because you are running with men. And so, you are racing. But let God run with you. I pray that God will run with men and women from today. Sit down. You see, the Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Nor does riches come to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. The tabernacle in the Old Testament was partitioned into three. There was the outer court. The outer court had the altar of sacrifice and the washing basin. Many refer to the altar of sacrifice as the brazen altar. Others refer to the washing basin as the brazen laver. We will not discuss that today. Now, beyond the outer court was the holy place. The holy place had the table and the lampstand. The table, the purpose of the table was that bread which has been baked in the presence of God is placed on the table every day. They used to call that bread show bread. So every morning they need to change that bread. And then there was the lampstand with seven lamp heads representing the seven spirits of God, the Holy Spirit. After the holy place was the Holy of Holies, or the most holy place. But for that place, there was not even any light. It was only the Ark of the Covenant that was there. Many loiter at the outer court. For some, it is at the holy place. But only the high priest was required to enter the Holy of Holies. And you see, the Ark of the Covenant signified the presence of God. So at that stage, at that partition, there was no light because his presence alone is light. Hebrews is telling us that now anyone has access to the Holy of Holies. And I pray that as we climax this conference, you don't loiter at the outer court. You don't become familiar with the holy place, but you move beyond the outer court, move beyond the holy place, and get to the Holy of Holies. The Ark of the Covenant was gold plated. There were two cherubs with their wings actually overlapping each other. And they are looking at the center or the middle of the Ark. And so that was where God referred to as the mercy seat. Where they are looking at. The mercy seat. And you know, there were three major items in the ark. There was the bowl of manna, which had been preserved after they had finished even eating manna on the wilderness. So the bowl of manna, which represents the provisions of God, have been preserved. You see, it is only when you go beyond the outer court and the Holy of Holies that the provisions of God are preserved for you. For many of us, some of the provisions are temporary. We take them today, we lose them tomorrow. But I want you to move beyond. Once you get there, provisions are preserved. Provisions are preserved. Provisions are preserved. Then, the two tablets of the Ark of the Covenant were also in the Ark. Then there was the Aaron's staff that budded, if you remember the story. Now, there was a competition between as to who God speaks to and as to who has been chosen by God. So all the 12 tribes of Israel, they were mandated that each clan head will bring a stick. Now these were non-living things. They brought the stick in front of the tent of the testimony. And when they actually woke up in the morning, Aaron's staff had budded, had blossomed, and had flourished. So in the ark of the covenant, which is the presence of God, even non-living things become living. So if you are moving beyond the limit, any dead thing must come back to life. Stand. Stand. So, if my heart is failing, just enter there. If the doctors have declared you, just enter there. If you are suffering from stroke and half of your body is paralyzed, leave the outer court and leave the holy place and get to the most holy place. Once you get there, every dead thing comes back to life. And you know, once you get in there, it means that you have been able to break through the curtain, for there is a thick curtain partitioning the Holy of Holies from the holy place. I came to prophesy over the life of someone that if there is a veil, we don't care about the veil. All we care about is that we have access to that place. And no curtain, no barrier will be able to prevent you from accessing what the Lord wants you to access. For in there is something beyond the comprehension of man. I don't want you to sit until we finish. In there, the Holy of Holies. Now you see, because the wings of the cherubs, now time will not permit us to go into angelology. The doctrine of angels, you know. But the cherubs, if not the highest, are one of the highest. Because the seraphims come, then the cherubim will come. But the Bible says that the Lord sits on the cherubim to do battle. So once their wings clasp with each other, and they are looking on top of the Ark of the Covenant. That was why the Bible said that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You want protection? Get in there. Are you afraid of death? Get in there. No veil, no curtain will be able to prevent you from accessing the throne room of God. And if there is, in the name of Jesus, I unveil you today. Is there a competition between you and the world? A wrong staff should remind you that when there was a competition, God won. Is there a competition with your marriage? You will win. Is there a competition with your business? Are you competing over contracts? You will win. Is there a struggle anywhere? I declare you a winner in
the name of Jesus. For when you get there, you can't lose. You can't lose. You can't lose. You can't lose. Oh, how many of you want to get there? Many of you are at the outer court. That is why you are struggling. Many of you are at the holy place. And because you had bread to eat and you had something to fill your belly, you thought that was enough. But I'm talking about going beyond a place where you will be destined to become a sign and a wonder. That you will be endowed with the seed of greatness, engineered for success. That when you move, it means that God has moved. Let me tell you. You see, the Ark of the Covenant signifies the presence of God. That was why in Exodus chapter 33, Moses said, if you won't go with us, we won't go. Let your, and they said, my presence will go with you. Now, do you know what? The Hebrew translates that presence to be one type of favor. And in the Hebrew, it is called panim. Now, panim is the face of God that rotates 360 degrees. So, anytime you enter the Holy of Holies, when you are returning from the Holy of Holies, you don't carry your face any longer, but you carry the face of God. So, you see, once I enter and I'm returning, you won't see the face of Ajiman Bepi any longer, but you see the face of God. And look, if you learn Hebrew, panim cannot be expressed in singular. Panim can be expressed in plural. It means it is not one person. When you are coming out from the presence of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit covers your face. Now, it says that panim, because it rotates 360 degrees, when you decide to go north, the face turns north, and then it leads you north. When you decide to go south, before you even turn south, the face would have turned south already. So when you turn, the face leaves before you follow. When you turn east, the face turns east. When you turn west, the face turns west. As you leave this conference, may panim, may his presence go with you. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Do you want to study? You want to travel? You want to do some business? May panim. Oh, andali kandali. Look, when you return from the presence of God, that is when Isaiah chapter 38 verse 8 becomes a reality. Now, Hezekiah was sick. God says, okay, you are going to die. He says, I don't want to die. And then he says, don't you remember? So the offering we are giving today, God will remember. So Hezekiah now cries, don't you remember? And God remembered. And when Isaiah was in the middle of the court, God said, go back and tell him, I've added 15 years. Now Hezekiah now challenges, how would I know that what you are saying is true? He said, I will make the shadow of the sun now return 10 steps backwards. Now you see, it is only when you go beyond the limits that climatic conditions and the planetary and universal systems are altered to favor the believer. I pray that even the weather conditions will favor you. So, we cannot explain the scientific implications today of how the shadow of the sun goes back 10 steps. Then in Joshua chapter 10, the sun stood still. But you see, it wasn't the sun really that stood still, because the earth rotates about its axis, and then all the planets revolve around the sun. So it was the earth that delayed. Hallelujah. Now, instead of going into the evening, the earth delayed and still remained in the day. I pray, if evening is coming for you, we delay evening because of you. If evening is coming, we delay evening. May the sun stand still. May you enjoy the day. So, if you are about to enter into your evening, in the name of Jesus, we delay your evening. For God has not finished with you yet. And then, Luke chapter 23, verse 45. When Jesus was on the cross, in fact, it was Luke who said this, that the Bible said that the sun stopped shining. Now, you may not understand the implications of this statement, because there are many chain reactions that go on within the sun. So, if the sun stops shining, this has implications. And because of one man, now I proclaim, I declare that because of you, may the weather be interfered divinely by the divine authority. Raise up your two hands. And I want you to enter. Tell the Holy Spirit, I am tired of loitering at the outer court. I don't want to be at the holy place. I want to go to the Holy of Holies, where the presence of God is. In your Christian life, you have been at the fringes and at the periphery. We are tired of being at the fringes. We are tired of being at the periphery. We want to move beyond. 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 The Ark of the Covenant was made of the acacia wood. In some of the versions, it says shittim wood. Now, the acacia is very difficult to decay. So, anyone who enters the presence of God, you see, the words the Lord is giving you today cannot see decay. I want you to take the promises. Take them. Claim them. Walk in them. Live by them. Are you listening? Take them. Claim them. Walk in them. Live by them. For he is watching over his word to fulfill it. He is watching over his word to fulfill it. Now, this is our last prayer.
Okay.
We are tired of ordinariness.
That's why.
You see, many are in the crowd. But let me tell you, move from the crowd and get into your own class.
Hey!
So, we have the crowd, and then we have the class. I want you, as we pray now, move from the crowd and get into the class. We do not want to pray to God, anything you give me, I want. It is not anything he gives us. We have specifics. It is not anything. Look, we have to be specific. We need to be intentional. What do you want? I pray that the word will stand for you. We do not want to be businessmen. We want to be inventors. Inventors, inventors. Hallelujah. We don't want to be businessmen. Look, we want to be inventors.
That's right.
Don't just pass through the system and go.
Okay.
But we want to change. Even the weather will succumb to your word. Raise your two hands and begin to pray as never before.
When I was sitting down, there was a struggle. Now, I want the cameras to be off.